देह देह भाजांग निलोके कष्टान कामान अरहते वीर भुजांग जे तपो दिव्यांग पुत्र का जीना सत्तंग शुद्धे जस्मात ब्रह्म सुखम तनंतम। दिस वर्स वी आर डिस्कसिंग यस्टरडे पोर्शन ऑफ द वर्स वाज एक्सप्लेन एंड पोर्शन ऑफ द वर्स वी शैल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन दिस नाइट। तपो दिव्यांग ऋषभदेव सेज माय डियर सन्स दिस बॉडी ह्यूमन बॉडी अयंग देह दिस बॉडी इज नॉट फॉर वेस्टिंग लाइक डॉग्स एंड हॉग्स। दे आर नॉट वेस्टिंग, दे आर इन द ग्रेजुअल इवोल्यूशन प्रोसेस। जलजानव लखानी स्थावरा लख विंशति दर कमिंग टू द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ बॉडी ग्रेजुअली बाय नेचर्स लॉ। प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणैः कर्माणि सर्वशः। सो लॉन्ग वी आर इन द लोअर स्पीसीज ऑफ लाइफ वी आर कंडक्टेड बाय कंप्लीट लॉज ऑफ नेचर। प्रकृते क्रियम गुणैः कर्माणि सर्वशः अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिफरेंट गुणस देयर आर three gunas, therefore the material nature is called gunamayi. Devi jesa gunamayi mama maya durutaya. Krishna says that this material energy, there are three different energies of the Supreme Lord. He has got multi energies, parasa shakti vividaiva sriyate. We can see his activities are going on, different varieties of activities in this world, but they have been summarized into three divisions, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, satagun, rajagun, the animals, they are in the tamagun. Then gradually they are elevated by the evolutionary process to the rajogun, and then we are elevated to the satogun, that is the brahminical qualification, and we have to surpass the satogun also. Not that coming to the platform of satoguna, we become perfect. No. There is chance of falling down from the satoguna. We have got practical experience in this age, Kali Yuga. Many persons have fallen down from the platform of brahminical qualification. The brahminical qualification is the platform of satogun. Sama, dama, titikhya, aryava, jnanam, vijnanam, asikam, brahma karma sabhava. This is the brahminical culture. So, if by coming to the platform of brahminical culture one is sure, that is not possible. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that sometimes satogun is overpowered by rajogun, or rajogun is overpowered by tamogun, or satogun is overpowered by tamogun. In this way, topsy-turvy it is going on. That is material world. But if you want to become above the material platform, then you have to take to the platform of devotional service. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha abhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitta etana brahma bhuvyaya kalpate. If you take to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then we can overcome the jurisdiction of the Triguna. That is also advised by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. Triguna Vishaya Veda Nistriguna Bhavali. This whole world is being conducted by the three gunas, and if you want to above the three gunas, then you have to take to this platform nistriguna, nirguna, which is called a nirguna. Nirguna does not mean that no quality. No, nirguna means nirastha jatra. This material qualities. Do not think, as some philosophers think, like that, that after being Brahma-bhuta, as it is stated, Brahma-bhuyaya kalpate, then business is finished. No, business is not finished. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma na sochati na kang samasya sarvaisu bhutesu madbhakti labhate para. When you come to the platform of transcendence, Brahma-bhuta, because we are going on under the wrong impression that I am this body. This is the most fallen condition of the present human society. They are taking this body. Of course, this bodily conception of life, there was even 5,000 years ago when the battle of Kurukshetra took place. Arjuna is very much disturbed on the platform of this bodily conception of life, because he thought that he belongs to a particular family, and in that battle he has to fight with his family members, so he declined to fight. But Krishna, to raise him from that platform, he chastised him that asachyananusuvatastam prajñāvādhāṁstubhāsat. My dear Arjuna, you are lamenting for a subject matter, and at the same time you are talking just like a very learned man. Asachyananusuvatastam prajñāvādhāṁstubhāsat. Gatāsun agatāsuṁśa nānusūcanti paṇḍitā. That means, indirectly, he accused Arjuna that you are not Pandit, you are a fool. Because you are lamenting on the subject matter on which no Pandita laments. So what is that? This bodily conception. Agatāsuṁśa. This body, dead or alive, is not the subject matter of studying by learned scholars. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dead or alive. So, actually, we are concerned at the present moment with the body. Either Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, Brahman, Kshatriya, these are all bodily conceptions of life. But Shastra says that those who are on the bodily conception of life, they are no better than the animals. Dasyātma buddhi kunapi tidhāku sadhik kalatrād hisuvoma jadhu arjati jatti tabuddhi salile nakarhichi janesu avigyesu saeva gokhar. If on the bodily conception of life, we take leadership, then the position is Saiva Go Khara. Go means cow, animal, and Khara means ass. So he is no better than the animals, Go and Khara. So how he can take leadership? This is the difficulty at the present moment, that we take leadership of the society, although we remain on the bodily conception of life. They cannot take leadership. So, another place it is condemned. Savir Varaha Ustha Kharai Samsuita Kurusa Pasu. These are Shastri injunction, that when we elect some leader without any spiritual knowledge, then what is the position? The position is that the elected person is also one of us. And what is our position? Our position is, without spiritual knowledge, without being beyond the bodily consciousness of life, we are no better than Savir Varaha Ustha Kharai. Sa means dog, and Vir Varaha means this 2-liter horse, and Ustha means camel, and ass. Ass means gadha. Khara means ass. So, this is a long definition. The summary is that without spiritual knowledge, with bodily conception of life, we are no better than the dogs, camels, and these hogs, and asses. So we should not become like that. Therefore the subject advises that tapo dibbam putraka jena sattam shuddhe. Now, in the bodily conception of life, we are so much contaminated that our existence is now polluted. Actually, it is polluted. Because Krishna says, na jayate na mriyate va kadachit na hannate hannamane sarire. This is our position. Our position is, we never take bath. We are not subjected to take bath, because we are part and parcel of God, spirit soul, and na jayate na mriyate va. We do not die. Now how we are seeing every day, we are dying. My father died, my brother died, my neighbor died. How is that? Na hannate hannamane sarire. This is our position. We do not die. Even the body is destroyed. So where is that knowledge throughout the whole world? There is no such law. There is no university, no school, no college to impart this knowledge. The na hannate hannamane sarire. The simple word, this is a fact, and who is speaking? The Supreme Personality of God. He accepted. Arjuna accepted. Arjuna listened to Krishna about Bhagavad Gita, and he understood that here is the Supreme Person. Not only that, he admitted that not that I am your friend, just like it has become a fashion. If I like somebody, I make him God. Krishna is not that type of God, by meditation or by voice. He's God. Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. That's like when he was only 3 months old, on the lap of his mother, the putana came to kill him. But he killed that putana rakshasi. He was that time also God, when 3 months old, and he had not to undergo the austerities and meditation. He had no time. So from the very beginning, up to the time of his departure from this world, he is God. That is God. God is not manufactured. God is always God. Neither God falls down. Therefore, Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita as Achyuta. Achyuta means falling down. And Krishna is Achyuta. So, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna admits, Mamivamsa Jivabhuta. Aham Abhija Padapita. We are sons of God, Krishna. Not that by imagination, God Himself said. All Shastra says that Jiva is equal in quality with God. That's a fact. Then why we are subjected to this birth and death, old age and disease? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanu darsana. We are trying to solve all problems of life. But real problem is janma mrityu jarabhyadhi. Where is that scientist? Where is that education to conquer over birth, death, old age and disease? They are trying to control birth control. Overpopulation, and that is not a problem. Birth control cannot be. There cannot be. The birth is increasing. That is not possible. And why birth control? That is also a long subject matter. There is no need of birth control. Because Krishna says, Aham Bija Padapita. I am the Father. And Krishna is not only ordinary father, but he is the controller of nature. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetunani na kaumtiya jagadmi parivartat. So nature is producing our foodstuff, and he is the controller. And he is the father. So how there can be a scarcity of food? This is a bogus propaganda. That because the population is big, therefore we cannot manage. This is our incapability. We cannot manage. We accuse the overpopulation. But actually, if you study Shastra, if we accept Krishna as the Father, the Supreme Lord, he is not a poor man. He knows Vedaham Samititani. He knows past, present and future. So it is not that because there is a world population, there is scarcity of food. No, that is not the cause. The cause is that as soon as people will become godless, the supply will be stopped. That time is coming. That time is coming, it is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam that anavrishti, durvikha and karopirita. People gradually, being godless, they will be suffering from these three principles. There will be no more rainfall. And therefore, last time when I was in Europe, I do not know what has happened now, there was scarcity of rain, and England was making plan to import water. So this is scientist program. There is enough water in the sea, but they cannot use it. So there is hand of God. Unless God helps, Krishna helps, maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa charachara. The vast ocean, although the water is there, you cannot use one drop. You are so controlled. Prakite kriyamanani guni karmani sarmas. Ahankara vimuratma karta ham iti mannate. Ahankara, our false egotism. We are suffering by the punishment offered by nature. So the cause is godlessness. If we become godless, the prakriti will restrict supply. So much so, there will be durvikha, anavrishti. How you can control? Because you may be very great scientist, you may deny the existence of God. But when there is anavrishti, you are looking up on the sky, when there will be clouds, when there will be rain. Then, and taking this plea, our government will tax for relief fund. That is all mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anavrishti durbhikha karapirita. People will be so much harassed. And durbhikha achinna daradravina gacchanti girikananam. They will be so much harassed by these three principles. No rainfall, scarcity of grains, and taxed heavily by the government. They will be so much harassed that achinna daradravina gacchanti girikananam. They will be forced to leave home. That now it is hopeless. I cannot manage. Let me go to the forest. So, and there will be, now we are getting rice or wheat or sugar. But these things will be completely stopped. Now we are getting milk powder, but there will be no milk. It is not my imagination. They are described in the symptoms of Kali Yuga. That the end of Kali Yuga, these things will happen. That means more and more suffering. More and more will become godless. More and more suffering will be inflicted by the laws of nature. Therefore, the Sabdev says here that tapo dibbana putraka jena sattang suddhe. This human life is not meant for spoiling by working hard like the animals, as we have said, kastana kama. We require something, certainly, because we have got this body. The very easy solution is given by Lord Krishna. Annad bhavanti bhutani. You produce food grains. Why you are going to produce tools and implements? And of course we do not condemn. But at the sacrifice of producing food grains, we simply open big tire factory. When I go to Delhi, I see from Vrindavan, hundreds and thousands of persons are coming from the village on cycle to go to the tire factory, Goodyear tire factory. So now he is tired in his store getting food grains. So this is misdirected civilization. Krishna does not say that it produced tire tube. Krishna says, annad bhavanti bhutani. You produce anna. This is practical solution. We are therefore started in Europe and America farming, and they are very happy. In our latest Back to Godhead, the description is published about our farm in France. We have got a very palatial building, and we have named it New Mayapur. What is the place name?
That's our Dublin.
I cannot pronounce this French word, yes. So anyway, our men, there are about 300 men living there. Last time, 4 months, 5 months before I was there. It is very, very nice place. We are getting our own fruits, own vegetable, fresh, and we are getting fresh wheat and milk. It is so happy life, you see. So, government is also advertising, go to the village. Actually, that is life. Go to the village. Mahatma Gandhi also wanted to organize this life. But unfortunately, it came. Now, we have got a place in Hyderabad about 600 acres of land. We are also trying here. We have already done in Mayapur. We are producing our own food, our own cloth, own milk, and we are chanting Hare Krishna. This is the simplest life. This life is meant for not working like hogs and dogs. That is the instruction. Nāyaṁ deha dehu bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmāna arate virgujāmiji. This is the business of this two-liter hog. But what is meant for human life? Tapo dibbaṁ putraka jīna satyā suddhe. Just rectify your existence. You are not to die. Na hannate hannamāne sarīja. Why don't you take this formula seriously? Then I am not subject to God. I am not subject to death. Why I am forced to take birth and die? This is one question. That is human life. Athāto brahma jigyāsa. Now this life is meant for, I am Brahma. Now I must inquire about my identity, about my constitutional position. How I can become happy? Why I am put into this tribulation? Dukkhalayama sahasvatam. Krishna says, I am not saying. This place, Krishna says, it is dukkhalayam asahasvatam. But we are trying to mitigate our distresses by material adjustment. But Krishna says, no, that is not possible. Daivijyesagunamai mamamaya durathya. Whatever plan you make, the nature will break it. You have to suffer here. Because you have preferred to come into this material world and want to become happy, you do not know what is the way of happiness, you must suffer. Krishna does not like because you are his sons. But it is a punishment under the control of the material nature. See, if we want to avoid this punishment, dukkhalayam, janma mrityujarabhyadi, dukkha dusanugara, this polluted condition, this is polluted condition. I am eternal, na hannati hannamane sarire. So, our question is, the human life is meant for inquiring about our permanent life. He requires a guru. Not a guru who can give me some so-called happiness by manufacturing some material thing. No. The guru means, as it is described by Vishwanatha Chakravarti, saṃsāra dāmā nalalīra lōka prānāya kārinna ganāganatyam prāptasya kalyāna gunārnavasya bandhi gura śrī charanāra. Guru means one who can deliver me from this dukkhalayam sahasratam. Maya, we are in the dukkhalayam sahasratam, but under the influence of Maya, we are thinking we are living very happy. Or we are not trying to solve the question. No, this kind of solution will not help you because you have to die. Whatever you make solution, Krishna said, mṛttu sarva haraścaṁ. If you don't agree to surrender to Krishna, all right, make your arrangement. But at the time of death, I shall come and take away everything, whatever you have. Mṛttu sarva haraścaṁ. Then your bank balance, your skyscraper building, your country, your family, your good name, everything will be taken away. And you have to accept another body. Tathā dehāntaraṁ prāpti. Now whatever assessment we did it in this life, everything will be taken away and you will be forced to accept one body which you cannot deny. Karmanā daiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. According to your karma, you have to accept another body because you are under the laws of material nature. Purusha prakitisthopi bhunte tad guna Karanam guna sangha asya sadasat janma jivani. Purusha, this living entity. He is Purusha. Actually, he is not a Purusha. He is a Prakriti. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayedam bhargate jagat. This material world is matter, bhumi rāpana lobhāl. They are described as prakriti. Prakriti me bhinna astadha. And again he says that aparayam, these are inferior prakriti. But there is a superior prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidvimi prakritim para. Who is that? The jiva bhuta, the jiva, the living entity. So we are prakriti. We are trying to become purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. So our endeavor to become purusha. Everyone is trying to be purusha, enjoyer. And at last he wants to become the supreme purusha. I want to become God. When everything is baffled, then he wants to become God. So this purusha, when he is struggling, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasati, a hard struggle for existence to become purusha. But he cannot become purusha. He is prakriti. He is enjoyed. He is predominated. The predominated is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatam sam sarvaloka maheswaram. He is the enjoyer. We are enjoyed. We are not enjoyed. So that is mistake. That is our maya. We are not enjoyer. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the direction. Jiver sarup hoy nitya Krishna da. Don't try to become purusha or enjoyer artificially. Better, instead of serving your senses, you become servant of the Supreme Lord. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to convince people that don't try to become master artificially. You'll never be successful. Just agree to become servant of Krishna. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sarva. That is your perfection. Thank you very much.